Okay, let's get into our discussion of Tehillim Perek Nuntes 59 as we continue here in the third Al Tashches. Remember, we had Nun Zayin, Nun Ches, Nun Ches. All three, David starts off with Lamatzeach, Al Tashches, LeDavid, Michtam. And they're all about a different experience in David's life. This one tells us exactly also, Lamatzeach, Al Tashches, LeDavid, don't destroy. David Melch describes, Michtam, Bishloach, Shaul. So when did this story take place? That's the story in Shmuel Aleph and Perek Yotes, the first time that Shaul HaMelech tries to get David, and he surrounds the house, and his daughter, right, Shaul's daughter, is married to David, and they say, send David out, we want to kill him, and she protects him, and she pretends that he's sick, and she puts a mannequin in the bed, and she lets him out of the back window. That's what's described, Vayishlach Shaul Malachim Lakacha, says David, Vayar, and he says he sends, and he goes, Ve'elashah, Mel Noyos, where is this, this pasuk? And he, continues, let me just find the, sukkim that describe the surrounding of the house. Oh, it's earlier here in the parak. Vayishlach, Shaul, Malachim, Elabez, David, Lashamro, Ulahamiso, Baboker. Vatakeilu David, Michal, Lishtolemar, Imeincha, Mimaletis, Navshacha, Laila, Macharatamumas. Michal tells him, if you don't leave now, you're gonna die by tomorrow morning. Vatorid Michal is David Barachalon, Vayelach, Vayivrach, Vayimalate. He runs away. Vatikach Michal is at Trafim, Vatasimas Amita, Veskibir Izim, Samam Rashazab pretends that he has hair, Vatachaspa Beged, Vishlach Shomalachim, and they say, Shaul says Malachim, Vatomer Chole, sorry, he can't get out of bed, he's Chole. Vishlach Shaul says Malachim, Leroses David Lemar, Halo to Amita Eli, bring out the bed! The Malachim say, they take out the bed and they see it's Trafim, and they see it's a fake. And Shaul says to his daughter, Lama Rimi Sani, Vatashalchi Soivi, Vimalade, he calls David his enemy. Vatamar Michal al Shaul, Hu Amar Eli Shalcheni, Lama Amisech, David Barach, and he runs, and that's the story. So when David HaMelech is, discussing and, talking about the salvation that he went through, that is this, first the prayer and then the salvation. As the Das Mikra says, there are numerous psukim here in this perek that reflect that it's not just about that experience, right? He talks about the other amim. If you look in the continuation, right, in pasuk vav hakitza lefkod kol agoyim. So this is classic, says the Das Mikra, of it's based on one specific experience, possibly. But when David wrote Tehillim, he wrote it in a way that it could be used for Klal Yisrael for many other general situations as well. And that's what you have some sukkim here that talk about Yeshuvu la'erev yemu kakelev yisover, like murderers that are going around the city and pillaging. That's not Shaul and his men. So again, a number of these sukkim are mistaver lomar, says the Das Mikra. Sheish lahavin etz inyan mizmar azeh lafi aklau shelamdunu chazal, that chazal taught us. Shekol ha-mizmarim she'amar David, amaram keneged atzmo, u'keneged kol Yisrael, u'keneged kol ha'itin. For himself, for all Klal Yisrael, for all times. Uklal zechal af al hamizmorim sheish brosha mein ma'ora. Even if it says a specific event that motivated that when David said it, it doesn't matter. It said amro benusach shehuroi letfila lechal Yisrael. Ubechal adoros b'shas mitzuka uredifos shel oivim bogdim tsemei dam. And that's this parak as well. Fits into that model. So we have, again, David HaMelech, when Shaul HaMelech is surrounding him, the Yishmeru, same lashon they use there, Sabai Islamiso. Satsilani, so the first half, as many Prakam and Tehillim. The first half is the Tfila and the Tchina, and the second half is the Hodah. Hatsilani and the Bitachon. Hatsilani mi oivai, Elokai, Hashem, save me from my enemy. Mi miskomamai tisagveni, from those that go up against me, protect me. Hatsilani mi poali of, and those that sin, umi anshe damim, Hoshini, or Shaul wants to kill him. Kihine arvu lanavshi. They surround me and they have laid wait. Yaguru alai azim. They are brazen and they rise up against me. Lo pishi velo chatasi Hashem. Hashem, it's not because I did anything, as you know, right? It is a libel, right? I didn't do anything. Beli avon yerutsun viyi konanu. Beli, without sin, they run, yerutsu viyi konanu. And they prepare, they get ready to hurt me. Ura likrasi ure'e. Please stand up and awaken and see my state. If you look at the Rinas Yitzchak, Rinas Yitzchak says maybe this pasuk could be understood based on the Netziv. The Netziv is a Netziv and the little bit in the Arachayim HaKadosh also, but the Nitziv and the Arachayim on the Pasuk, when the brothers threw Yosef into the pit. So they said, let's not kill him, let's throw him in the pit. And all the Mefarshim asked, but they didn't see the Nechashim Lagrabim. Right, Nechashim Lagrabim, there's the halacha in Yevamos. If a man falls into a pit with a Nechashim Lagrabim, they could be mayor that he's dead. So what do you mean? They're going to throw him into the pit with a Nechashim Lagrabim. That's basically killing him. So what does it mean that they didn't want to kill him? So the Nitziv explains, Deruvein Amar Lahashlich as Yosef Babar, Male, this is in the Harchev Davar in Vayeshev, Male Nechashim Lagrabim, Velo Yareshe Yahargu'hu. Deruvein wasn't worried that the Nechashim Lagrabim would kill him. Shaya Batuach Al Zchuso. V'hasha Yorim in Ha'achim, what about the brothers? Mishum De Bechira Sheba Adam Hu Lamala Me'ashgacha Ha'al Yona. This is a controversial line, but says the Nitziv, sometimes if it's just Stam Bechira, if it's some hashgacha, though, the animals wouldn't kill Yosef if he has zchuyos, but the brothers could. What do you mean, zchuyos? V'yeshli rayim ufureshes. He quotes a pasuk in Daniel, but then he says, "Amnam chalila lomar she'im biyad hashgacha al yonah l'shmar gam bechirat adam." Hashem could also protect from bechir of Adam. Right, a person doesn't die earlier than he's supposed to. Elakach yesh lanu lomar delazeh binan zchus yoser. But to protect over, not just the animals, but bechira of a person, you need a greater zchus. And what's that? Bein adam l'chaveiro. V'hainu shiyehi tov gam bein adam l'chaveiro, v'yei tzadik v'tov lo b'shvil shu tzadik gamur. If you have that extra zchus, then even if other people try to mess with the situation, so then that will protect. So says the Rinas Yitzchak, possibly, again, lo pish'i v'lo chatasi Hashem, and then b'li avon. And if you want to say that the shawl could have an effect, no, b'li avon yerutzah. I didn't do anything wrong to anybody else. B'li avon yerutzah. Again, this has to be weighed with the Rav Pam has a beautiful thought at the beginning of Chayesara where it says Shnei Chayesara. So what's the emphasis? Arashi quotes Kulon Shavon Latova. Rav Pam writes in one place Shnei Chayesara. You know, sometimes we feel that, you know, looking at the Medrash, oh, she died because she heard about the Akedah. She died earlier than she was supposed to. No. She was supposed to die exactly at that moment. She lived exactly the amount of years that she was supposed to. Kulan, right? These are the years of Sarah. Shnei Chayei Sarah. And Rav Pam writes, sometimes family members, Rahman al-Atzlan, talk about it afterwards, after, if we would have done this, if we would have gotten that medicine, and this specialist, this was the amount of time. Kulan, Shnei Chayei Sarah. So that also relates to that thought, as we continue. V'yata. And now, so this pasuk seems to be much more general than the specific situation. The Radak says this pasuk is totally a non sequitur. Pasuk ze eino nikshar lo lefana velo laachrav, says the Radak. This pasuk is not connected. So why is it here? So again, if you say that David wrote these, as we said, to generalize also, then you understand. But here, the Radak says all of a sudden this is talking about the future. Ela imke nefarish osola atid. Amar David, kishera shahayu rotvim achara belochet v'avon. When David sees that he's being chased without any sin that he can attribute it to, v'ra'a she'ein b'shofte Yisrael she'yom al-shal, and none of the shoftim are telling Shaul that he's wrong, kishelo kedin osep, v'chamas v'avelu osep b'rat v'acharav, nobody's judging Shaul and holding him accountable, v'lo hayu mochichim osu alzeh, and they're not giving him any musr, v'ya machnifim, the opposite. They were flattering Shaul, Vinos Impanav, Amar. He says to himself, Lo Eresh Eyeh Oso Adar Zakai. This generation is not going to be Zakai. See, the whole door is not doing anything. Ad La Silavo, Sheitzarif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam, Kitzirif HaSakesef, V'Yichal HaShem. Until the time I realize this door is not going to last, until the time that there's going to be purification. And that's what now, back to the Pasuk. V'ata Hashem Elokim Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael Hakitza Livkod Kol Hagoyim. Right, please, awaken to bring righteousness and judgment to all the nations. Right, this is David's tefillah. He looks around and he sees this door is not doing what they're supposed to do. So David davens for the Geula. And in that way, he'll be safe from his own personal Sarah as well. Livkod Al Hagoyim Al Tachon Ki Bogdei Avon Tzal. Don't show favor. Don't show favor to them. The Malbim has a different shot. He says here, it is very kashur. Right? Often the Malbim has a different shot than the Radak. The Malbim says it's very kashur because David's saying, save Bnei Yisrael. Right? Elokei Yisrael. David is saying, up until now, I was able to fight the Plishtim and defend Klal Yisrael. But if David kills me and I'm here and I can't escape, then Hashem, you have to do it. You have to do it. V'hu hayaad ata, says the Malbim, sar tzvakos Yisrael. Lil chomim aplishtim. Moser tzvakos of El Hashem. And now David is basically giving over the reins. Shehu yiyeh ata sar tzvakos Yisrael Hashem. You take care of it. V'yilcham achamuseim. Hakitza lifkod kol agayim aboim lilacham al Yisrael. Please, you take over because I'm not able to take over. Right, the Rav Hirsch also, maybe closer to the Radak, talks about that this is about society. David is saying, if I'm killed innocently by the king, what does that reflect about society and that there's no law and order? If such inhumane conduct then were to be tolerated even in the midst of Israel, it would imply a divine sanction for violence and tyranny among all the other nations. So Hashem, you have to save me because then that'll save society. We continue. Says the David, Yashuvu la'ereth. Right, these enemies of mine, they come back and na yemuka kelev, they go around like dogs, it's over here, they surround the city. And this is, again, one of the riots that it's not just talking about David and Melech's men that's surrounding his house. Vihine yabiun befihem, they express with their words, charavos besifsosein, there are swords in their words. Kimisha mea, because they say, who's listening? The Radak says that David was inside the house, and he hears Shaul's men talking outside, and they don't realize that he hears he's talking. David heard. He heard them say terrible things. Because they thought that nobody heard. If they knew that David was listening, they wouldn't have said it. Maybe David's going to get the malucha. They would never talk like this. But they didn't know. They didn't know. So David HaMelech is saying, I hear them talking. Hashem, you will have schok with them. Tilag l'chol goyim. You will scoff. La'ag. You will slough at all the nations. What kind of schok? This is the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, where it says that when Hashem judges the Umos Ha'olam, judges the nations, they will be schok in front of Hashem. We had a pasuk earlier in the beginning of Tehillim. Yoshev bashamayim yitzchak. Amar Reb Yitzchak, ein tzchok lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ela oso hayom bilvad. Right, that's one medrash. That's one chazal. There's another chazal on the same page where the Gemara talks about how Hashem spends his day. Right, 12 hours a day. What does Hashem do all day, asks the Gemara. Fascinating. Gimel amabezen avodazara. Shalosh harishonas HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev osik batorah. First 3 hours, quarter of the day, Hashem learns Torah. Shnios Yoshev Adonis Kol Olam Kulo. The second part of the day, he judges the whole world. Kivan Sharo Nischayev Shenischayev Olam Kiliya. Once he sees that the world is going to be destroyed, Omid Bikisei Adin Yosheva Kisei Rachamim. He moves over to the Kisei Rachamim. Shlishios Yoshev Adonis Kol Olam Kulo. Bikanei Reima Beitzei Kenim. So he learns, he judges, he feeds. Revios Yoshev Umisachek Im Levyasan. There's the schok. He's Masakei Masan. He relaxes. Right. What the message of that Gemara is a good kasha. But that's this schok. Vatashem tischak lamo. David HaMelech says, please bring schok. Uzo elecha eshmora. Hashem, your strength, right? Your strength, Hashem. Eshmora, I guard and I wait. Like Vaviv Shamar Sadovar, and I'm waiting for it. Ki Elokim Miskabi, because I know Hashem is going to save me. Elokei. Chaz, we read it as chazdi, it's a Greek exiv. Chazdi yekadmeni. Hashem, right, chazdo, should be chazdo. His chesed goes in front of me. Elokim yareini b'shora. Hashem will show me and help me see my enemies. So it's interesting. The Rav Hirsch says the Greek exiv is chazdo, Hashem's chesed, and chazdi, my chesed. The more chesed that I do, the more I'll be zoche to his chesed. Right? Chazdo and chazdi. That's the beautiful Kriyin Leksiv, as we know, Mida Kenegan Mida, comes up in so often. Remember the Gemara, Mida Shad Amada, Modin Modin Din Lo, when however a person acts, he acts. Had the Gemara in Shabbos, Hadon Eschaveru Lekavschus, Danin Osolischus. When a person who is Dan Lekavschus, Danin Osolischus. The Mepharshim asks, I think every Sosal Anter says, what does that mean? Dan Lekavschus means you don't know the truth, and therefore you have to give him the benefit of the doubt. Hashem is going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Danin Osolischus, Hashem knows exactly what I did. So he's going to give me the reward for. So what does it mean? Danino solus chus. So says the Rav Sol Salanter that in the future we're going to see Hashem's going to show us a video of our life, but we're not going to realize that it's our life. we're going to think it's somebody else, and Hashem is going to ask us to judge. What do you think of this person? So if we've conditioned ourselves to become Dan L'Katzchus type of people, so then we're going to be Dan ourselves L'Katzchus. So Danin Oso L'Katzchus, right? And that's the Mida Keneged Mida that we're going to be Zochet to. So then David says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Dal Targem, don't kill them all at once. I don't want people to think like it was food poisoning. Al Targem, Pen Yishkechu Ami, maybe my nation will forget. Hani emu bechelka v'demo. Just make them go down and become weakened. Magineinu Hashem. So everybody sees that you're the magain, you're the protector. Right? That's what David HaMelech is saying here, that I want everybody, I don't want to just be saved. I want there to be a Kiddush Hashem. I want everybody to realize that you are the one. Like the Ramban says, right? Throughout the story in Mitzrayim. Gulas Mitzrayim, Hashem could have done it in one fell swoop. Boom! Right, could have killed all the Mitzrayim, we would have gone out free. But that wasn't the purpose. Right, what does it say? Three times in throughout the story, right, the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Bo, the famous Ramban that talks about Nisim and Teva, but the Ramban says there, the whole purpose of the process was to show and prove to the Mitzrayim that Avodah Zarah is worthless. V'lachein Yomar HaKasuv, says the Ramban, V'movsim, L'man Teda, Ki Ani Hashem V'Kerav Ha'aretz. L'Aros Al Ashkacha, Ki L'Azav HaSov Nekrim, Kedaitam, Ani Hashem, I know I'm Bekev Aretz. V'omer Lan Teda, Ki Lashem Haaretz. L'horos Ala Chidush, Ki Heim Shalosh, Ramayayin. V'omer Bavur Teda, Ki Ein Kamoni Bechal Haaretz. L'horos Ala Yecholes, Shu Shalat Bakol. Ein Ma'akev Biyado. Right? The whole purpose of the process, Gulas Mitzrayim, wasn't just to save the Jews, but to teach a lesson. Teach a lesson to all of the Mitzrayim, and those three psukim, Ani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz, Lamanti Daki Lashem Haaretz, Ki Ein Kamoni. That's what David HaMelech is asking here. It says, Al Targem, Pen Yishkechu Ami. Don't do it fast, so that everybody will forget. Chatas Pimo Dvar Svasemo. Again, the sin of their mouth, Dvar Svasemo, is like the word of their lips. It's what they talk and what they spew. They will be captured in their arrogance. Ume Allah umi kachash yisaperu. And from their from the curse and the kachash, yisaperu, they will be people will say over after they're punished. Kalei bechema, destroy in anger. Kalei ve'einemu, take them away. V'yedu ki Elokim Moshel b'Yaakov. Let everyone know that Hashem, you are the Moshe. La'afse aretzel, in all the corners of the world. Yeshuvu la'erev, and again, the same pasuk we had before. Yeshuvu la'erev, yehemu kakelev, yisovu ir. And again, they just search and scrounge, and they go around the city like a dog. Right? David HaMelech invokes a dog. Many times, animals are used in Chazal. Chazal were very aware of animals' behaviors. And they use that as a mashal. Look, you have to look further than the first page of Aruch Chaim. First page of the tour in Aruch Chaim. Right? It talks about animals. The first page. Right, what does the first page say? It says the Aruch Chaim, Simin Aleph in the tour. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, quotes from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Havi Az Kanomer, Kal Kanasha, Ratzazik Barkari. The first page of the tour, four animals. These four, because we can learn from them, and we can learn to act in a certain way, act with alacrity and act with energy. We mentioned in the past, why dafka? What does it help us, to have animals? Just say be kal and rutz and az, because it's part of the animal's makeup. It's not like the lion wakes up and says, should I be a gibor today? I'll decide. No. An ari is a gibor. A number is az. So too, that's what we have to try to strive for. That it's not like we have to decide, but we have to try to have this as part of who we are. So Chazal looked and they saw that these animals could teach us something. Right? We know the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Kuf, that Beferish, that animals, right? We can learn certain midos from animals, right? Why did Hashem put animals in the world? Part of his perfect world. But that's what the Gemara says. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kuf Amid Beis in Erevin, Il Mali Lo Nitna Torah. If the Torah hadn't been given, Hayinu Lamedim Snias Mechatul. We would have learned Snias from a cat. The Gezel Minamala, and Gezel from an ant. The Arayas Miyona, Yona's monogamous. The Derech Eretz Mitarnagol, Shemifais Vakaboel. All of these midos we would have learned. The Les Meshachachma at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, right, says this is part of how Hashem teaches us, part of the Bria. This is also Torah. It's also Torah to be able to teach us about life. Continuing, Hema Yiniyum Lechol, they wander about looking for food. Imlo Yispu'u V'yalinu. They won't be satiated and they'll go to sleep, meaning Hashem, take them away from me. Va'ani Ashir Uzecha. And I know, I have confidence that I will sing with your oaths, with your strength. Va'aranein La'boker Chastecha. And I will sing in the morning. Ki Ha'yisa Mizgavli Manos B'yom Sarli. You are a protection. You are a manos, an escape. Uzi Elecha Azamero. Uzi. You know, my strength, my power, I sing to you. I know Hashem, you are my power. Uzi, ki Elokim misgavi Elokei chazdi. So it's chesed, but it's mishpat. This takes us through the three al tashcheis prakim. Okay, we will stop here.